Okay, so one of the most isolating experiences as an individual is also one of the most universal. Worrying that someone is mad at you. Now, we care about what people think. It's natural. We care about what people think. We want people to like us. But there are ways to stop worrying if somebody is mad at you. First, remember that relationships can handle mistakes and conflicts and misunderstandings. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship it is. If it's your friendship, if it's your romantic relationship, if it's people at work, they can handle this. They're not conditional on every single moment and action that you do. That's putting a lot of pressure on yourself. If you think, oh, I did something wrong, it's over, everything's going to be bad. People pleasers often feel a sense of dread when they think someone is mad at them. And when you think someone doesn't like you or looks at you weird, it can make you uncomfortable and anxious and worried that you did something wrong. So what we're going to do is we're going to focus on facts rather than fears and negative interpretations. We tell ourselves a lot of stories. We tell ourselves big, creative narratives about what people are thinking that are very much emotion-based. And usually they're based on the worst possible scenarios. So instead, focus on the facts. What do we know to be true? It might be, well, I spoke to my friend yesterday, and we had plans to meet up tomorrow, but they canceled. So maybe they're busy. But those are the facts. Narrowing it down can help expand your perspective and get you out of those narratives that you're starting to create. It helps balance it out a little bit and give less credibility to those negative and fearful interpretations. Also, remember, it's okay to make mistakes. If you have upset someone unintentionally, you can always apologize. You could avoid it and them until the feeling passes and they stop giving you the look you think they're giving you. But asking, how are you feeling and how can I help, can be a lot more helpful than asking, are you mad at me? Mm-hmm. That's something we'll talk about another day. So are you mad at me is forcing them to make you feel better. But asking, how are you feeling, and giving them a chance to express. You can't make anybody express anything, but you can give them the opportunity if you think maybe you did mess up, and that's okay. Even if you're afraid of the reaction, at least you can be vulnerable and get it out in the open. Also, identify what is triggering the uncertainty. And it could be that the person's really busy that day. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've got a lot on their mind. Ask yourself if what you're feeling is a reasonable response to them not having time for them that day, them not smiling the way you think they should at you, any of those things. If it's not a reasonable response, just try to move on. Grounding is a great way to do this. That's staying present. Mm-hmm. Observing the reality of your surroundings and what's real rather than what's in your head can help snap you out of an obsessive cycle. You and I have talked a lot about deep breathing and just focusing on your breath for a few minutes with the deep breaths in through your nose and out. There's also the rainbow method, which I think is really neat. You just to snap yourself out of it because your brain is starting to build that pathway and it just wants to run that track over and over again. You say, okay, let me find five red objects in this room. Let me find five orange objects in this room. Let me find five. Yeah, and if you can't find one in the room, try to think of one. And it distracts your mind just enough to get it off the track. And last but not least, even if somebody's mad at you, just know it's going to be okay. That's all I want to say about that. Because I have felt it. I feel we all have before at some point in our lives.
How you feeling over there?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Good. How are you, buddy? Good. I'm feeling great. And that has been A Minute of Motivation with Miss Josie. I love it. We do it every weekday around 8:45. Tell your friends and family about it. Don't forget the podcast. Catch up with us. We'll post this here in just a minute. Download that app, WHR Star 99.1. You'll see the podcast on the left-hand side and more details at mystar99.1.com.